Welcome to IGPX podcast number 22. Today is May 30th, 2007. My name is Josh, webmaster and chief editor of NReviews and the IGPX subsite. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Well, I certainly owe an apology to you guys. I guess the sad thing is that I can probably count the number of people who are still coming to the website on one hand. While I'd like to blame myself, I don't think that's really the reason. The show is dead. It's been dead since the end of last August, and unfortunately, it doesn't have any sign of reviving. That might be a good thing for me because I have my hands full this summer wrapping up the entire website. I'm going to be doing that in about 2.5 months. So before I get to what you guys have been waiting for, which is the IGPX Awards, I want to give you guys a few updates to expect from the website. First off, some major episode guide updates. That means I'll be adding trivia to each episode and just various other things. When I say trivia, I mean like did you notice this in this episode and how this is a continuity error? Or I think one of the big ones is, I'm not sure how many people noticed, but throughout the series, Takeshi's bed in his room actually changes positions like almost every episode. So I think that's pretty cool. But anyway, little things like that. I'd expect to add the original Japanese staff to each episode. That means the director, writer, and etc., like the staff for each episode. The reason is because the Production IG website in English is finally posting this information. I could always go back to the credits in the episodes, but, you know, that takes a lot longer than just looking online. There's no reason to leave it off the episode guide pages, I feel. There are a lot of miscellaneous things I could put on the episode guides, so if you thought it was extensive now, then you've only seen the beginning, so keep an eye out for that. The miniseries pages. I'm not exactly sure how I'll approach these sites, but I thought that the miniseries definitely deserved some recognition. After all, that's where the IGPX started. I guess I could make the miniseries sites like a miniature version of the episode guides. There are only 5 miniseries episodes, so that shouldn't take too long whenever I get to it. Okay, music. I want to talk about this one more in depth. I have been doing some of the music pages lately. You probably noticed on the website, I've been updating those a lot. But I want to explain the process of making these pages. Here's how I make them. I start by popping in the uncut DVD, because it also includes album information when I go to the credits. For Season 2, however, the uncut versions have very little Ninja Tune music. They use a lot of orchestrated music, which is still, I guess, it's still Ninja Tune, but it's not licensed through artists. It's just licensed through Ninja Tune. They're just little orchestrations, like thumping battle music or make a little segue into another scene. And you actually can hear these kind of music in commercials for TV networks. I've even heard it used in, believe it or not, I've heard these orchestrated musics used in the trailer for a Pokemon movie. And I remember, oh my gosh, that's the race with Team Velshine in the uncut version. The Toonami versions have completely changed the soundtrack as you go farther into the series. I remember very early on the Toonami versions, the first few episodes, they used the exact same music as the uncut. But then again, the uncut version was the ones who used these Ninja Tune tracks. Nevertheless, I go back into the episode and I find each and every song. I then mainly use Amazon.com to verify that the track is listed, that it is in fact the track that's playing in the episode. So then I go back to verify that there weren't any tracks playing that were uncredited for some reason. For the uncut versions, I don't think there are many errors in the music credits. However, the Toonami versions have many omissions and mistakes in the music credits. I guess whoever made it just made a few mistakes, but I shouldn't say a few because it's actually quite a bit. In addition, the Toonami versions don't include album information, so I have to find the album based off of the artist name that's given, and hopefully the artist name is correct. Most of the time, the artist is correct, but it's the song that's not correct. If I can't find the song, then I list it as unknown. Now, sometimes a track is listed erroneously, like on multiple episodes. For example, the track that I identified as That's About It by Trevor Whatever was miscredited as Dangerous Disco by Trevor Whatever. Whoever put that on the credits made that mistake for at least two times that it was heard. Dangerous Disco is the name of the track after That's About It on the album. I think Dangerous Disco was track 15, and then That's About It was track 14. And when they credited it on the Toonami episodes, they put down Dangerous Disco when they should have put down That's About It. So that one mistake was carried over multiple times. Then there are tracks that are just not listed, and I may never find those ones, unfortunately. A few times there were some unlisted tracks, but I was able to determine what they were based on other episodes. Essentially, I just don't copy the music credits from the episode and put them on the site. You know, that would be very easy. I have to verify every single song to make sure that it's actually there. And even then, there's only a certain level of accuracy. That's why there are stars or asterisks next to many of the songs. Those are the ones I still need to verify. The process takes a long time, probably about an hour for each episode. In fact, I think the last two that I did took me about 2.5 hours, and I was going to do all four episodes, but I only got around to two of them because there were so many music tracks in the episode, and then I had to verify every single one. But this is to ensure that these lists are complete and accurate. At least now you know where I'm coming from and why these are taking so long to get posted. So there's a little background. Now, this podcast is supposed to be for the IGPX Awards. Let me explain why this podcast took so long, because I know you're dying to know. Making these podcasts is kind of like making movies. You have five different steps. First is announcing the production. Second is pre-production. Third is filming, in this case, recording the audio. Fourth is post-production, and fifth is completion. I've done the first part fairly early, you know, announcing it. That's rarely necessary for podcasting anyway. The second step, pre-production, is what took the longest. I had to find quiet time to record the audio files for some of the categories. It didn't feel right to talk about best licensed song from Ninja Tune without actually hearing these songs in these podcasts. That's what took so long. I was doing these recordings for both this podcast and the next podcast. So I kind of did these both back-to-back. Next is the filming, which means recording. That's what I'm doing right now as I speak. Okay, so that's that. And finally is the post-production. That means after I'm done talking today, I have to go back and make the cuts, which ends up being about 10% of the recording. You know, if I stumble like I just did right now, I might cut that out. But since I just use that as an example, I probably won't cut it out. Or if I really get stuck and I have to pause the recording and go back and re-record it, that I have to cut those long pauses out. I purposely make long pauses in the recording, so that's why 10% of the recording is cut. So really, I'm not cutting much of the actual content. You know, I'm just cutting the pauses or the coughs or, you know, whatever. So the final podcast is basically everything that you hear right now. So that's all set up for today's podcast. So now let's move on to the main event. Okay, it's time for the IGPX Awards winners to be announced. I am doing it from the bottom up, which means I'll be doing the final 7 awards today. So if you want to, you can go to the IGPX Awards website and follow along, but scroll down to the bottom because I'm starting with the bottom awards. Next podcast, I'll do the voice acting awards, and there are 4 of those, and the best episode. Oh, and just a little notice here. There's no copyright infringement intended with these audio snippets that I'm using in the background. Really, I get no money out of this, and as the only IGPX website on the net, I'm not putting any of these to infringe or to provide some alternative or to make you, whoever's listening, to lose money off of this. I'm just a humble podcast, so, you know, don't sue me. Really, I'm not intending to destroy copyright by providing these audio files in the background, and you'll understand what I'm saying in a second. So there's my spiel on that. So you guys are anxious, right? Because you've been waiting for like, what, 2 months? Okay, let's start with favorite race. Oh, and before I begin, I'll be announcing the winners and the second place vote. The second place vote is the runner-up. I decided to do it that way since many of them were very close, some by one vote. Some of the second places were very, very close. I thought it would be thoughtful of me to just say who got second place, but that is a privilege. So don't go sending me emails asking for third through fifth place, because I'm being generous here. I will also tell you guys my own personal choice, but I did not vote in any of these. I didn't cast a vote in my own election. So don't worry about me swaying the award toward any personal bias. Okay, let's start. The nominees for favorite race are final nominations: Season 1, Race 2 versus Team Black Egg; Season 1, Race 7, The Finals versus Team Velstein; Season 2, Race 5 versus Team Sledge Mama; Season 2, Race 6, The Semifinals versus Team Velstein; and Season 2, Race 7, The Finals versus Team White Snow. And the winner is Season 2, Race 6, The Semifinals versus Team White Snow. Yay. And the runner-up is Season 2, Race 7, Finals versus Team White Snow. Now, my personal choice was actually the Season 2, Race 5 against Team Sledge Mama. I like that one because not only was it the longest, it had great strategies in it and cool fights. You know, there were also a few twists, so it really kept me interested. I can see why Team Velstein's second race of the second season won. It had a lot of emotion involved in it, but I really didn't see it as the best, personally. I do like the second best choice, which is the finals for season two. That was a cool race. And we all like the snowman, you know? Just the fact that it was Team White Snow, and they ended up being the finals against Team Satomi. Oh, by the way, if you've never heard one of my podcasts before, or you just found my podcast by accident and you've never even heard of IGPX, I'm kind of spoiling things here. So I'm hoping that the people who are actually listening have actually watched the show, because I definitely just spoiled a few things there. Just letting you guys know. Okay, next is the nominees for favorite team. And this is where I insert audio files of the actual show. As I'm talking, obviously, I'm going to keep talking, and in post-production, I will be inserting audio files. So in between me saying these nominations, I will cut to an audio clip from the show that is appropriate for the nomination. You'll understand what I'm saying in just a second. So the nominees for favorite team are Team Black Egg.
Argentina's Team Black Egg. They finished fifth last year, but they're back and hungry for a championship.
Team Satomi.
Team Satomi! They're a rookie team from the U.S. with absolutely tremendous potential!
Team Sledge Mama.
Now the most intense team in the league, Sledge Mama! Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Yama, Dima, and Timma!
Team Velstein.
Now let's welcome the defending champions, owned by Sir Hamgra. Come on and put your hands together for Team Velstein!
And finally, Team White Snow.
They may be from League 2, but last year these rookies spanked the competition! Team White Snow!
The award goes to Team Velstein. And the runner-up is Team Satomi. Okay, now I don't really have a favorite team. I think they all have their good aspects. An obvious favorite would be Team Satomi, but surprisingly, it got second place. So obviously a lot of fans liked Team Velstein more. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if any of them had won. To be honest, they're all good teams. When I was making the nominations for these two categories, I thought I'd see a lot of people vote for Team Black Egg. But here's something I will confess. And, you know, I'm being nice by confessing this. Neither category got votes for Team Black Egg. So now I feel bad, because I thought there was a lot of people who actually would have voted for Team Black Egg, but both got zero votes. When it comes to favorite race, I may have put in one of the Team Edge Raid races over Team Black Egg's race. The same goes for teams. I probably would have put Team Edge Raid in Black Egg's place. So if I could do these over again, I'd make these nomination changes. But I don't know if that would have changed much, so we will have to accept that these are the true winners. And here's the good part about this. I will feel good forever because I gave Team Black Egg a chance, okay? Nobody can complain about that. Y'all didn't vote for Team Black Egg, okay? I gave him a chance, alright? So, you know, I don't think that Edre would have won in either case. But, you know, maybe the votes would have been a little different. I don't know. but we're going to accept it and we're going to move on to the next one. The next category is Best Audio Mix. Oh, and from here on out, I'm using the term best instead of favorite. Why? I don't think there was a way to assess a best to a race or team because it's so subjective. Those categories are just favorites, you know? However, the rest of the categories demand quality over favoritism. So, I don't mean to exclude the previous two categories, but these were more of casual ones that I threw in. The next five categories today, including this one, are the serious categories. Okay, so anyway, the nominations for Best Audio Mix are... Oh, this is Toonami versions, by the way. Episode 7, Spring Has Come.
Today in the annual IGPS All-Star Festival! Lead pilots will run 3 laps and compete for the best time!
Episode 13, Into Tomorrow. Episode 15, Feeling Lost. Episode 21, Decision.
Heads up, kid!
Episode 26, The End and the Beginning. Let's hear it for Episode 13, Into Tomorrow. And the runner-up is Episode 26, The End and the Beginning. I think there may have been some favoritism here, seeing as Episode 13 and Episode 26 are the last episodes of each season, respectively. Even so, I probably would have picked Episode 13 for this one, so I am glad that it won. Episode 26 is also very good. Now, I have surround sound for my DVD player, so I felt that I would have been a pretty unbiased voter had I voted. But even without surround sound, you can just hear all the extra sound effects added in. And the way the sound was all mixed together, they're great. And these top two nominations truly do represent the best work of the Toonami guys who did a great job mixing them. So, well done. Next is Best Song heard in the Toonami episodes, or the Toonami versions. This is one of my favorite categories. Picking these nominations were not easy, but I did make a rule that had to be in at least 5 episodes to be nominated. That narrowed it down to less than 10 songs. So the nominees for Best Song heard in the Toonami versions: Count Your Blessings by Hint. El Cargo by Amon Tobin. The Lighthouse by Amon Tobin. Thank you. Pulse by Hex Static. Sunday Seance, Loca Remix by Blockhead. You guys voted for Count Your Blessings by Hint. I'm very happy about that one. And the runner-up is Pulse by Hex Static. Okay, before analyzing this category, I would have easily picked Count Your Blessings, just because I like that song. It's great piano music and just a lot of little instruments mixed in together. However, when I went back to the episodes, I noticed that Pulse was actually a song that I felt was better utilized in the episodes than Count Your Blessings. The one episode that got to me was its usage in episode 16, when they practice a move for the next race with Team White Snow. This is where Amy is distracted by her feelings, and she messes up. I think it plays almost the entire song, so it was cool to hear. Having said that, I am very pleased with the top two choices. I felt that El Cargo was overused, and The Lighthouse was used in situations that I felt were inappropriate. I think the appropriateness of the situation should have been one of the factors in deciding what to vote for. In that sense, I really like Sunday Seance Loca Remix, but it didn't break the top two. Some people mentioned that I should have made a category for best song that wasn't heard five or more times, like maybe once or twice. You know, while that would have been interesting, I don't think those deserve commending in relation to the whole series. That said, I do want to share a few songs that I do like. In episode 7 and 20, a song called Triptych 2 is heard. It's a mix of piano and a soft beat. Cosmo Retro Intro Outro is a favorite with Toonami guys, and I think it was actually used in at least 5 episodes. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's kind of like techno music with a cool beat to it. It's heard in episode 4, 7, and 12, and I think a few more. If You Close Your Eyes by Herbalicer was featured in episode 15 and 19 in season 2. That was a good choice. That song had those words, If You Close Your Eyes, in the background of the music. And it's pretty distinctive. I also love Ruthless, which is by Amon Tobin, which is in episode 15 and 26. There really is no way to describe the song. It's a very, very fast beat. It's actually the song that you hear in the background of the episode 15 audio mix, if you want to go back to that. And finally, here's one that's only in the uncut version of episode 12. It's called Awakening of a Woman. And it's played when Amy is being challenged to not flinch from Liz's punches. She's fake punching Amy to see if she can maintain her focus. It's a 10-minute song in reality, but it's only heard 1 or 2 minutes in this episode. However, it's so well developed. It's by Cinematic Orchestra, if you want to look it up. It uses a violin and a few other instruments to really develop the scene. There are many more songs, but I think the best way to honor these songs would be just to buy the music. Obviously, I encourage you guys to use my website to look for albums on Amazon.com, because I get a little commission for that. I link to the best albums, but I plan to update those with more soon. But I guess another good way to honor these songs is with this category, Best Music Heard in One Episode. This is all the music heard in Toonami version, Ninja Tune or not. So the nominees are Episode 7, Spring Has Come, Episode 11, And Then, Episode 13, Into Tomorrow, Episode 19, Moving On, Episode 21, Decision. And the winner is Episode 13, Into Tomorrow. I think there was a little bias there, but the runner-up is Episode 19, Moving On. The runner-up, episode 19, is my personal favorite. The variety is so, so good in that. I would also vouch for episode 11 and episode 7. This was hard to narrow down because I really do like all the nominees. I think episode 13 does an okay job, but there's a lot more variety with 7, 11, and 19, those episodes. But nevertheless, I can't thank the music choices enough because obviously I've ranted about the music for quite a while now. I think all five are the best, but you guys voted for yours, and we'll leave it at that. Two more categories for today, which don't have audio files. These are the nominees for Best 3D Animation in an Episode. Episode 13, Into Tomorrow. Episode 19, Moving On. Episode 24, Winner's Circle. Episode 25, Hostile Contradiction. And Episode 26, The End and the Beginning. The award goes to... Episode 26, The End and the Beginning. And the runner-up is Episode 24, Winner's Circle. This was hard to pick just five because I felt that, despite what others thought, the 3D animation was very consistent. I think all the episodes use it well, so here was more of which episodes use it more than others. That's how I got down to five. I did have three in a row, but I felt that those did represent the series well, Episode 24, 25, 26. I kind of wish I could have included episode 12 with the Indurago Mono attack, but I am satisfied with these choices. Now, my personal favorite would probably be episode 26. Again, the snowman isn't arguably sweet. And finally for today is Best Anime Style Animation. This is simply the 2D animation, the anime part, or the anime part, as I should probably be saying as I speak Japanese. Okay, the five nominees are episode 2, Win or Lose. Episode 6, Cat vs. Dog. Episode 9, Holiday. Episode 14, A New Challenge. And Episode 16, Vulnerable Mind. Let's hear it for... Episode 16, Vulnerable Mind. And the runner-up is Episode 14, A New Challenge. One regret is that I loved all the episodes' animation, save for a couple. So this was hard to narrow down. I had 10 nominees at one point, so it was very hard to pick the top 5. Remembering back to episode 25, I do have regrets. I really do regret not including that as a nomination. Because I just thinking back about how the opening was pretty cool. They had a candlelight fight with Team White Snow, and there was a nighttime scene with the moon coming in or whatever. Good lighting effects. And besides all that, this was the episode where they used Watch World again. But they used Watch World for the whole thing, you know, if you remember what I'm talking about. So, nevertheless, my pick one, which was episode 16, very good camera angles and all-around excellent shots. And when I say camera angles, you realize that it's not like they put cameras somewhere, because obviously this is animation. But they make it so cinematic that it makes you feel like you're actually watching a camera. I remember one scene was when the animators put a butterfly on the left side, and then they shifted the focus to Amy on the right side. And I just love it. That's kind of stuff you do in movies. So they made it feel very cinematic. You know, that includes the colors. They're well-picked. It really brings out, you know, if you have an HGTV, I don't, but there's a lot of detail that it brings out. And I could continue talking about it, but words do no justice. I didn't like episode 15's animation, so this was almost a night and day difference between episode 15 and 16. I think the only surprise might have been episode 14, which got second place, but then again, I guess there wasn't much favoritism toward the season 1 episode, so I would have liked to put episode 25 instead of one of the others, just to see what would happen, but I am glad because my favorite won, and hopefully you guys represent yourselves in saying that episode 16 is the best. Now, these awards are all for you guys, so I'm very glad that you guys were listening to this podcast. That's all for today. This is actually a very long podcast. I didn't realize, wow, I'm already at 26 minutes, and this is the recording portion. I still haven't gotten to post-production now. So, have I officially made the longest podcast? I think so. But guess what? You guys deserve it, okay? So, I hope you liked it. I hope you didn't mind the 4 cheesy drum rolls that I made. Well, I mean, they were the same drum roll, but they were just 4 different lines that I used. I felt good saying that. I just wanted to spruce it up, guys, okay? So don't give me a hard time. And I'll be recycling those for the next podcast, too. I feel like I could just do the next podcast now, since I'm on a roll, but there's a ton of post-production that I need to do. Since there's only 5 categories left, next podcast might be a bit shorter. Still, I hope you join me then, which will hopefully be very, very soon. Like maybe next week. Since I kind of did this these podcasts back to back, I wouldn't expect much of a delay for the next podcast. So stay tuned. Keep your fingers crossed for those lovely voice actors who will be up for awards next time. See you later.